Fjellene ligger i sørøst mot grense til Tsjekkoslovakia og blir regnet som den vakreste del av Karpatene. Her ligger det internasjonalt kjente skistedet Zakopane med skisesong fra desember til april. For øvrig er denne delen av landet også svært vakker på våren og om sommeren. Fra Zakopane kan man ta turer østover til Pinjenski-fjellkjeden eller østover langs grense til Beskiderne, hvor blant andre den maleriske landsbyen Krynika ligger. Her finner man landets største og mest moderne kursted. Linoleumsnitt. Linoleum, som er et industriellt tillverkat material, främst avsett för golvbeläggning, har under 1900-talet kommit till flittig användning som ett billigt ersättningsmaterial för trä. Materialet består av korkpulver och krita som tillsammans med linolja pressats på en kraftig vev. Efter några år hårdnar emellertid materialet och är då inte längre lika lättarbetat. Genom försiktig uppvärmning på en värmeplatta eller med en arbetslampa som placeras över materialet kan det återfå sin ursprungliga elasticitet. Som materialet svalnar blir det återigen hårt och proceduren får därför upprepas. Linoleumsnitt har ibland betraktats med en viss ringaktning, delvis kanske beroende på att det ofta kommer till användning i lekpedagogiska och hobbybetonade sammanhang, eftersom materialet både är billigt och lättarbetat. Själv ser jag inte linoleum enbart som ett billigt ersättningsmaterial för trä, utan ett material som erbjuder stora konstnärliga uttrycksmöjligheter. Linoleum kan också bearbetas med gravsticklar. Tekniken brukar då kallas linogravyr. Många välkända konstnärer, bland annat Pablo Picasso, och många samtidiga storheter har använt materialet. På senare tid har särskilt polska konstnärer åstadkommit utomordentliga resultat i linoleum. Linoleum kan inte bara skäras och graveras utan även etsas med kaustiksoda. Även gips kan komma till användning. Mot en glasskiva på vilken en träram placeras gjutas en gipsplatta minst 2 cm tjock. För att göra den hällbärare för att armeringsnät förstärka plattan. När plattan hårdnat efter cirka 30 minuter kan den lyftas bort från glasskivan. Och träraman kan avlägnas. Gipsplattan kan nu bearbetas på liknande sätt som trä och linoleum. En stor nackdel med gips i jämförelse med andra material är att det inte kan tryckas i tryckpress. Gipsplattan spricker på grund av tryckets kraft. Pappsnitt. Ur papp som inte är alltför tunn kan formen skäras ut som sedan limmas upp på ett fast underlag. Före tryckning isoleras pappformarna med källack för att göra den motståndskraftiga mot färg och lösningsmedel. Pappsnitt lämpar sig bäst i bilder som är uppbyggda av enkla formar utan linjer. Je veux dire par quelle métamorphose les corps refiteront des formes nouvelles. Dieu sont aussi votre ouvrage. Inspirez mes chants et conduisez sans interruption depuis les berceaux du monde jusqu'à nos jours. Avant la mer, la terre et le ciel qui les enveloppent, la nature offrait le même aspect dans l'univers entier. On l'appela chaos, masse grossière, informée, patientée, inerte. Se trouvant confondu, sans aucun lien d'harmonie, les éléments contraires. Le soleil ne prêta pas encore sa lumière au monde et Phébé ne voyant point, par les révolutions nouvelles, son disque naître et grandir. La terre ne voguait pas suspendue dans l'océan des airs, balancée par son propre poids, et Amphitrite n'étendait pas ses bras autour de vastes flancées de globe. Là où était la terre, là était aussi l'eau et de l'air. Tant la terre maniquait de consistance, l'eau de fluidité, l'air de lumière, les éléments n'avaient point de forme certaine. Ils se nuissaient mutuellement et, dans le même corps, le froid et le chaud, se faisant la guerre aussi que l'humide et le sec, les substances molles et les substances dures, celles qui sont pesantes et celles qui ne le sont pas. Our people, as proud as ever, has shown themselves beyond all expectations. Defying severe winter weather, with snow and blizzards, they have come from all Romanian lands, by the hundreds, by the thousands, by scores of thousands. They have come on foot, on horseback, by cart, or by train. In Alba Iulia, I saw the fur caps of Maramures, the hats of the plains, the lambskin caps of Banat, the long coats of Tara Birsei, and of the glades of Sibiu.
How splendid was the lineup of the Romanian guards along the fortress of Michael the Brave, down to the opening, into the field, where the crowds were gathering. It is an irretrievable loss that the proud march of the people could not be captured on film forever. I do not know whether we shall ever have another opportunity to see so much beauty, pride, and manliness in our people as I did at that time in Alba Iulia. The different parts of the body are called members and organs. Man has a head and a neck, two legs, and two arms. The leg begins at the hip, and its upper part is called the thigh. The thigh is connected with the calf through the knee. Beneath the calf, we find the foot. Each foot has five toes. The tip of the toe is protected by a nail. With the help of the legs and the feet, we can go and run and jump. Further, we have two arms which may be bent at the elbow. On each arm sits a hand, and each hand has five fingers. The finger may be bent, and its point is protected by a nail. The nail is always growing. The wrist connects the hand with the forearm. Face, man has a nose and a mouth and two eyes. The eyelids are provided with eyelashes. On each side of the head sits an ear. In the mouth we find the tongue and the teeth, the palate and the throat. Man has 32 teeth, but a child has only 24. If we get a hole in a tooth, we get toothache and may lose it. Of the inner organs, we will only mention the following. The heart pumps the blood through the veins, and the lungs brings blood into connection with the ear. The stomach and the intestines digest the food which we have eaten, and the liver produces the bile. The bile is conducive to the process of indigestion. The kidneys remove the residual products from the body. Hair on his head, and man has a growth of beard. As well the hair as the eyes and the skin may have different colors. We say that man has five senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. We see with the eyes, we hear with the ears, we smell with the nose, we taste with the tongue, and we feel with the skin. Some people are not able to see certain colors. We say that they are colorblind. A man that is not able to hear is deaf. And he who cannot speak is dumb. Most people are strongest between 20 and 40 years. But if we live a healthy life, we may keep in health through many years. A sane mind in a sound body must not only be the aim of every single man. Society too must take care of that the whole people lives as healthy as possible. To live, and not conversely. Still, our food should not only contain the necessary nourishment, but it also ought to taste well. This we gain by cooking it, and by the use of salt and different kind of spices. The cooking too makes it much easier for the stomach to take nourishment. We eat fruit and vegetables, and the meat of many animals, and birds, and fish. The most important article of food in Europe is bread. Of the fruit and berries which grows in England, we'll mention apples and pears, cherries and plums, strawberries and gooseberries, and raspberries and currants. All these grow in the garden, but we also use wild berries, for instance, blueberries and cowberries. We drink milk or coffee or tea or cocoa or beer. An old proverb says, "Too many cooks spoil the broth." But another proverb says, "Hunger is the best cook." Father and mother, Eve and Charles and I, we are a family. Father is a man, mother is a woman, Eve is a girl, and Charles is a boy. Eve is my sister, and Charles is my brother. We are three brothers and sisters. We are young, we are children. father and mother are old. They are grown up. Grandfather and grandmother are also in our home. Grandmother is very old, but grandfather is much older. He is an old man, and she is an old woman. She is deaf. Now and then we are at Uncle Fred's and Aunt Annie's. They have two children, Vera and John. She is the daughter, and he is the son. Uncle and aunt are the parents of Vera. Vera is my cousin, and John is my cousin. My parents call Vera niece, and John nephew. Father and uncle, Fred, are brothers. Aunt Annie is mother's sister-in-law and grandmother's daughter-in-law. It is no brother-in-law in the family. Last year, the family was still bigger because then great-grandmother was still with us. Now she is dead. During the winter, we are in town. But in summer, we live by a relative in the country. In autumn, we return home. Yesterday, mother was alone at home. Father was at the office, and Charles and Eve were at school. Where were you yesterday? Charles is diligent, but Eve is lazy. Brothers and sisters are often different. The neighbor is called Smith. He is a doctor. Formerly, he was very rich, but now he is poor. Nevertheless, he is happy because his wife is a good woman and the child is healthy. The day before yesterday, the widow Mrs. Jones was ill, and Dr. Smith was with her all night.